आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। उड़ीसा बीजेपी लेजिस्लेचर पार्टी टू मीट इन भुवनेश्वर टुडे टू इलेक्ट इट्स लीडर। यूनियन कैबिनेट अप्रूव्स कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ 3 crore एडिशनल हाउसेज अंडर प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना। Center releases over 1,39,000 crore rupees in tax devolution to support state finances and spur economic development. India welcomes Egypt, Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia joining BRICS. UN Security Council approves US proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan. And in sports, India's Gulveer Singh clinches silver medal in men's 5,000 meter race at Portland Track Festival High Performance Meet in US. And now the news in detail. In Odisha, the BJP Legislature Party will meet in Bhuvaneshwar today to elect its leader. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav have been appointed central observers to oversee the process. Our correspondent reports that a new BJP-led government will assume office in Odisha tomorrow.
The newly elected BJP MLAs of Odisha will meet at the party headquarters at Bhubaneswar this afternoon to elect their leader, who will be the next chief minister of the state. The first BJP chief minister and the council of ministers are scheduled to take the oath tomorrow evening at the Janta Maidan at Bhubaneswar. Union ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupinder Yadav will hold discussion with the BJP legislators and come to a consensus on the name of the chief minister. A number of names are being speculated for the next chief minister of Odisha, including senior party MLAs Suresh Pujari, K.V. Singhdeo and Mohan Charan Majhi. State party leaders anticipate that the BJP leadership might unveil a surprise announcement as seen in previous instances in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Union Cabinet has approved construction of 3 crore additional rural and urban houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. A decision in this regard was taken in the first Cabinet meeting of the newly formed NDA government in New Delhi yesterday. The central government has been implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana since 2015 to provide assistance to eligible rural and urban households for the construction of houses with basic amenities. Under the scheme, a total of 4 crore 21 lakh houses have been completed for the eligible poor families in the last 10 years. All the houses constructed under the scheme are also provided with other basic amenities including household toilets, LPG connections, electricity connections, functional household tap connections and others through convergence with other schemes of the central government and state governments. The centre has released over 1,39,000 crore rupees in tax devolution for states for the month of June to support state finances and spur economic development. The finance ministry said that this amount will enable state governments to accelerate development and capital spending. Uttar Pradesh got the largest share of over 25,000 crores, followed by Bihar with over 14,000 crores, Madhya Pradesh with around 11,000 crores and West Bengal, which has received over 10,500 crore rupees. With this installment, the centre has transferred over 2,79,000 crore rupees to states till 10th of June 2024. Several union ministers of newly formed Union Council of Ministers will assume their office today. They include External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Information and Broadcasting and Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw, and Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh L. Mandviya. Along with them, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh, Power Minister Manohar Lal, Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil will also assume charge today. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. Jitendra Singh is also stated to take charge as the Minister of Science and Technology. Portfolios of the union ministers were announced yesterday evening. Rashtriya Swamsevak Sangh, RSS, Sar Sanchalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has said that both ruling and opposition parties are equally important for the healthy democracy. He said politics should run with consensus. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the concluding ceremony of Sangh Shiksha Varg and Karyakarta Vikas Program at Resham Bagh in Nagpur yesterday. Emphasizing on the importance of diversity in the country, he said, "Unity in diversity is our identity and we should respect mutual religious sentiments." Director General of the National Testing Agency, NTA, Subodh Kumar Singh, has assured the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test undergraduate NET UG aspirants that their rankings would not be affected due to the ongoing revisit of the results of 1,563 candidates from 6 exam centres. These students were awarded compensatory marks in the NEET UG 2024 exam held for admission to undergraduate medical programmes. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, Mr. Singh said that the 4-member high power committee constituted to look into the matter will submit its recommendations within a week.
पहले कमेटी थी, उन्होंने बेस मार्क्स की अनुशंसाएं की थी, जिसके आधार पे बेस मार्क्स दिए गए थे. हमने हाई पावर्ड कमेटी बनाई है, उस कॉन्सेप्ट का परीक्षण करेगी और क्या अच्छा जो सोल्यूशन उसका हो सकता है वो अपनी रिकमेंडेशंस देगी और उसके आधार पे हम लोग निर्णय लेंगे, जिससे ये 1563 बच्चे हैं इनका भी कोई नुकसान नहीं हो और 23 लाख बच्चे जो पूरे परीक्षा में भाग लिए हैं उनके मन में भी कोई संशय न रहे.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, issued a cautionary advisory urging students and parents to beware of misinformation about the syllabus, study materials and sample question papers for the 2024-25 academic session, while urging students to avoid being deceived by online platforms spreading unverified information. The board said that certain online portals and websites are circulating outdated links and unverified news. It said that the information from unauthorized sources can be misleading and may cause unnecessary confusion among schools, students, parents and other stakeholders. The board advised students to refer only to CBSE website for authentic information and updates. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. India has wholeheartedly welcomed Egypt, Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia joining the BRICS as their representatives attended for the first time a key meeting of the grouping hosted by Russia. The BRICS foreign ministers meeting in Nizhny Novgorod yesterday was the first ministerial meeting following BRICS expansion in 2023 when Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE joined the grouping as full-fledged BRICS members. Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, Damu Ravi led the Indian delegation at the BRICS foreign ministers meeting. Usually, the external affairs minister attends such meetings. Since Dr. Jaishankar was reappointed as external affairs minister only yesterday after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony on Sunday, he could not make it to Russia to attend the meeting. The MEA spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, termed the meeting significant and welcomed the new BRICS members. Meanwhile, BRICS ministers of foreign affairs have expressed their concern about ongoing conflicts in many parts of the world and reiterated commitment to the peaceful resolution of disputes through diplomacy, inclusive dialogue and consultations. The United Nations Security Council has approved a US-proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan. It sets out conditions for a full and complete ceasefire, the release of hostages held by Hamas, the return of dead hostages' remains, and the exchange of Palestinian prisoners. 14 of the 15 Security Council members, including the US, voted in favor of the resolution. Russia abstained. The resolution states that Israel has accepted the ceasefire proposal and urges Hamas to agree to it too. In Malawi, an aircraft carrying its vice president, Salius Chilima, and 9 others has gone missing. According to a statement from the Malawian president, Lazarus Chakwera's office, the Malawi Defense Force aircraft went off the radar after it left the capital, Lilongwe, yesterday. The craft was carrying the 51-year-old vice president, his wife, and 8 other individuals. It left the capital but failed to make its scheduled landing at Muzuzu International Airport 45 minutes later. Search and rescue operation is underway. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has released stunning images of the sun captured by the Aditya L1 satellite during a major geomagnetic storm in May. The two remote sensing payloads, namely the Solar Ultraviolet Imaging Telescope, SUIT, and the Visible Emission Line Coronagraph VELC, along with other payloads, captured these images from the Langrange point in space. The images released by the ISRO clearly show magnetically active regions with large solar flares on the sun's surface. It said these images will assist astrophysicists in studying solar flares, their energy distribution, among others. The image can be viewed on the ISRO website. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter race at the Portland Track Festival High Performance Meet in Portland, United States. The Asian Games bronze medalist yesterday also became the fastest Indian in the men's 5,000-meter race. Gulveer clocked the national record timing of 13 minutes 18.92 seconds to surpass the previous record of 13 minutes 9.30 seconds set by Avinash Sable last year. With this achievement, Gulveer now holds the national records in both the 10,000-meter and 5,000-meter races. In football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha today. The match will start at 9:15 p.m. IST. To advance to the third round of the qualifiers, India must clinch one of the top two spots in Group A. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Albano Oliveto of France will start their campaign in the Stuttgart Open tournament in Germany today. Bhamri and Oliveto will take on the second-seeded pair of Michael Venus of New Zealand and Neil Skupski of United Kingdom in the men's doubles pre-quarters. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, South Africa defeated Bangladesh by 4 runs at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US last night. Opting to bat first, South Africa scored 113 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. While chasing the target of 114, Bangladesh could score only 109 for 7 in 20 overs. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red warning for heat wave in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in some pockets of Jammu Division, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, Jharkhand and Orissa during the next 5 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today open with spelling out details of the newly formed Union Council of Ministers. PM Modi opts for continuity in picking team for NDA 3.0, writes the Hindustan Times. Top 4 retain posts. Agri for Shivraj, Power for Khattar, headlines the Asian Age. With IMD issuing warning for Northwest India, the Pioneer on its front page states, get ready for second degree burns. Centrists humbled, far-right surges as four-day European Union polls end, states the Hindu. As investors move to mutual funds, ELSS, SBI, other PSPs suggest steps to boost deposits, writes the Economic Times. With the city's tech-savvy workforce and subsidized electricity for EV charging, Bengaluru takes top spot in electric car registrations, writes the Business Standard. And finally, the Times of India headlines, signing up together, parents in US are pledging to keep kids phone-free. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Orissa BJP Legislature Party to meet in Bhubaneswar today to elect its leader. Union Cabinet approves construction of 3 crore additional houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Centre releases over 1,39,000 crore rupees in tax devolution to support state finances and spur economic development. India welcomes Egypt, Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia joining BRICS. UN Security Council approves US proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan. And in sports, India's Gulveer Singh clinches silver medal in men's 5,000 meter race at Portland Track Festival High Performance Meet in US. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.